Because Greene County was a two-year contract, Nikki suggested we just stick with the same one at the moment.
Okay.
Move to approve the agreement for printing and mailing services by and between Edward J. Rice Company and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Budget discussion with the assessor. Come on back. We had some discussion on whether or not, I guess, you have enough in your budget to hire the, you got some new employees coming? Or?
I do. Just one more.
And you have enough in your budget for that?
I do.
Was there other questions?
Mr. Clark, is there anything you
want to... Yeah. David, you want to come up to the mic? And
here's that microphone.
Oh, yeah. Move that back.
Commission, as requested, I did some projection of and estimates of numbers of the assessor's budget, and in my projections or estimates, I did the current employees that the assessor has, which is 12, and then included her as well. The employer side and the projections with the expenditures through the rest of this year and next year. And with my projections and estimates, I found that at the time or close to December, the funds of the assessors, and that's just for the totaling of 13 people, including the assessor, that the funds are going to be going down to around hundreds of dollars. And it's...
Around what?
Around a few hundred dollars. It's just to take note of having the timely of payroll and the timely of any other expenditures. When I did these estimates and projections, I based it on just a 2% COLA for next year and a 5% increase of the medical insurance, which is what happened last year. And there was already the direction from the insurance that it was going to go up right now at 10%, but we are going out for bid, seeing to get that number down. A extra employee is going to be $1,040 if you do an hourly rate of what was hired in from the last employee at $13 an hour. A pay period is $1,040. The medical, dental, and life currently, so the benefits including loggers, is going to be roughly around $1,578 a pay period. And if we're, if this fund is being lowered down to just hundreds of dollars in December, and like I said, these are projections, I do not see how another full-time, and this is all based on employees working full-time and having full staff, that there's going to be funds to have another full-time position. And that's the projections I have. I presented some documentation. I did not include any legal fees, any unforeseen expenditures that could mark high values like equipment, including printers or computers that might need to be replaced.
Well, real quick, what brought all this up? Because from what I remember, something was brought to the commission saying that there was a request to hire two employees, and we had to actually go to get the normal startup drug testing. Am I wrong on all that?
One of those had started.
And one started.
And I thought the other one was going to start tomorrow.
So is that... Do we still have that? So you're still hiring two, but one was a replacement.
Yeah, one started a week ago. One starts tomorrow. And
my understanding is Mr. Clark, whenever you asked if it was in your budget, he said, no, it's not in your budget. Is that correct?
Back in August, I was directed or asked from the assessor if she had the funds to hire two additional people. At that time, I drew up some numbers, and it was that she was going to be out of her reserve of over $100,000. And you can only get out of your reserve of $100,000 so many times. And I specified that there would not be funds available to hire an additional two full-time that I can see in my projections. At that time, and when running the new numbers, my projections are still the same. What was brought to the attention, what I saw was there was a position that was no longer there. There was funds that were distributed over the individuals that are currently working in that department, and then the hiring of this new person is going to be the same concept and idea of hiring a new individual. So I know it probably will not impact or have, you wouldn't attach medical, because the medical was based on 13 employees and one employer, but it does impact your loggers and your Social Security as well.
Additional benefits.
So if you bring the one in tomorrow, how many employees will that make in the office?
I have 14 employees then.
And 13 is what you normally have in that office?
Right. And then, because we don't seem to have the appraiser staff that we had in the past, because we had several people that were going out and they want to go in twos. But the difficulty was finding anybody who's going to be here to work. I'm running into problems where, and they can't help it, where people have gotten sick and been gone a month. I've had two employees just recently been gone a month apiece. And then the way we're running the appraiser staff, they wanted to go out, two of them, because they're saying it's too dangerous to go out with one. And so to do that, I have to put two people in a vehicle. And so we're still working on that. We do have Andy Brown to back up Kathy Dorsey, though. So he does get pulled off, but I want to have four vehicles running. That's the goal. I need to cover the county. this year is still, or 2022 is not a reassessment year, but 2023 is, and that's why also I was looking at having some dues on the Beacon that we could sell, because I know other counties make about $10,000 to $12,000 off of that if they give access to realtor boards to use their property cards. That would not be to the general public. That is only to professionals, appraisers, and to the...
Mr. Auditor, how much funds were in the budget at the beginning of the year?
Is this that $274,530.05?
At the beginning of the year, there was just over $380,000.
That was January of 21?
Correct.
$380,000?
Correct. $380,048.19.
Was it in December, do you know, of 2020?
I do not have those numbers. Let me see if I can find those numbers for you.
So now we're splitting up the the postage and the printing. We're going to pay for the printing from now on in December. We're paying for the postage in December, but when they send the bills out, we're going to pay the rest in January for rice to put it over the span.
Well, I think the concern is you may not have enough in your budget to have an employee, have 14 employees plus yourself next year. Is it 14 employees plus yourself?
Yeah.
Currently? And historically in the past, there's been 12 or 13? Historically, there's always been 12 or 13?
Historically, there's been 13.
Okay. So I think the concern that was brought to the commission was going, continuing on now. So somebody left. You took the monies from that individual and gave raises to everybody.
Well, we cut the personal property department to three total people with one extra who does real estate and personal property that can fill in. And so in order to keep them and to get appraisers, I had to give raises because people can make quite a bit more working anywhere with the county. And I know you keep saying we have benefits, but I was not getting anybody close to qualified to be an appraiser at $12 an hour. The minute we went to 13, boom, we started getting some qualified people.
Do we have anybody in there making $13 an hour?
Do
we have anybody in there making $13 an hour?
The person that just got hired.
The person just got hired?
The two we hired, and I think my...
Regardless, the concerns are...
I've got that number, Brandon. In the beginning of December, the assessment fund was at $117,865.56.
Okay. So $117,865 for December of 2020, and we're looking at December of this year being down to
$275,000.
But you're looking at...
Down to what, December of this year?
You're looking at 2022 being $85?
Roughly, yes.
And that is only...
But that's a projection.
Does that include the printer that we had to get?
Hmm?
Did that include the printer that we've got ordered?
That did not. Like I said,
because we found because you had put down in the budget that WTH was going to cost us the same as it did this year, which that was just to get on board. But then after that, it's only $750.
That's where I was specifying estimate. Right. Because if you take away the difference between the what you just stated and that printer, it's still going to be the number that's still there.
Right. And then... again, the expenditures from this year were a little larger to get us on board with the tablets and stuff, but we don't have anything coming up.
Are you able to use the tablets out in the field in appraising?
Yeah.
They are using them?
Yes, they are.
Daily.